Unknown N, Just Like You, by Silverfish. Read by Wilfriede0815. Summary. Now a trainer on a journey of her own, Molly Hale comes upon a town steeped in eternal night. The silence was as eerie as it was depressing. A town of dragging feet and downcast gazes. Everywhere Molly looked, people trudged through their day-to-day lives half asleep. Even the nurse Joy at the Pokemon Center had nearly fallen asleep treating her team after the battle against the trainer outside town, who warned her she'd be better off changing course than passing through here. But as discomforting as it was, her curiosity had been piqued by this town's perpetual night. Especially when, as she drew near to a park in the middle of town, she heard it. The soft chorus of a song she would know deaf, its crystalline cadence reverberating between the halls of an empty manor. At once, a chill passed over her, sinking deep beneath her skin, beneath her very bones. Now that she was looking, she could see them, the uncanny eyes in the dark. With feet as leaden as the townspeople's, Molly began to move. Teddy Ursa trailed warily at her heels. The unknown danced in joyous circles around a play structure, just five of them. But as Molly approached, they came to a sudden halt, unblinking eyes swiveling around to face her. In the middle, a human body, a little girl, twisting back to see what had caught their attention. Though they were all separated by half the length of the park, their eyes met through the dark of the illusory night, and all at once, Molly was 5 years old again. Before she could even think to stop herself, urgency born of grief had propelled her into motion toward the girl. She registered the widening of her eyes only a moment too late, as the song of the unknown heightened in pitch and an all-too-familiar illusion appeared before Molly. Teddy Ursa. Coming to a screeching halt, Molly held up a hand to keep her own Teddy Ursa from attacking. With all the kindness she could muster, she offered the little girl a smile. But to her surprise, when the fake Teddy Ursa bounded toward hers, it was not to attack. She watched, stunned, as it chased her partner around her feet. From her perch atop the play structure, the girl laughed in delight. Finally, Molly felt her effect loosen. The smile touched her lips again, more genuinely. "It's cute, isn't it?" "Yeah," the girl said between giggles. "They look like good friends." But of course, the unknown conjured Teddy Ursa would not stay forever. It couldn't. Molly knew this better than anyone. Maybe this was why, rather than warn the girl of the dangerous power she was toying with, she asked, "What are you doing up there all alone, anyway?" At once, her expression sobered. "I'm watching the stars," she said softly. "Do you want to join me, miss?" Molly looked down at the two Teddy Ursa chasing each other around the base of the play structure. Though the unknown's illusion was near perfect, she would not mistake her partner for any other. After a beat, she lifted her gaze up to the little girl and nodded. As she made to climb up the structure and join her, the Teddy Ursa looked up in twin curiosity. Just above the girl, the unknown began their dance anew, except for the first one, which drifted down in front of her. Molly settled down beside her, but kept her eyes on the unknown in front of them. Its large and blinking eye watched them with something akin to wonderment. "I'm Molly," she said at last, pulling her knees up to her chest, as if such a feeble gesture could possibly protect her from the cold sweeping over her skin. "Do you know these Pokemon?" The little girl shook her head. "I've seen that one before." She pointed at one of the unknown dancing above them. "I called him Mr. I." As Molly watched, the girl reached out curiously for the one before them. Bile creeping up her throat, Molly held her legs tighter, but determinedly did not reach out to stop the little girl from touching it, even as she rasped out, "This Pokemon is called Unknown N. It has special powers. That's how it and its friends made that Teddy Ursa."
"Wow!"
the girl breathed out. At first glance, the shimmer in her eyes was pure reverence. But as her fingers brushed against Unknown N's arm and then fell heavily away, Molly caught a glimpse of the emotion underneath it. like looking in a distorted mirror. "What's your name?" she asked softly.
"Tiara."
The girl was quiet a moment, and then lifted her head with a smile and stretched out a shy hand.
"My mama says we should shake hands with new friends."
Molly took the offered hand in hers, gently, but could not seem to bring herself to drop it even after they had shaken. Tiara stared up at her with wide, unblinking eyes. Unknown N drifted a little closer to them. "What are you looking for in the stars, Tiara?" The hand clasped in hers twitched. Tiara's eyes fell shut, suddenly. A single tear rolled down her cheek. Compelled by a force beyond her comprehension, Molly reached forward with her other hand to wipe it away.
"I'm looking for my friend Cleffa," Tiara whispered.
Molly's heart lurched in her chest. Her own voice, from another lifetime, echoed between her ears.
"Papa."
With a deep breath, she brought herself to ask, as gently as possible, "What happens when the night ends?"
"It won't."
Her voice wobbled with an emotion Molly knew all too well. She wasn't ready to let go yet. But the memory of Cleffa would sustain. Molly just needed to help her remember. Perhaps sensing her desires too, Unknown N drifted down between them, settling in Molly's lap. Tiara opened her eyes, surprised by its sudden closeness. Molly set a tentative hand on top of it and offered Tiara a smile. Anything to keep her eyes away from the stars.
"Why don't you tell me a story about your friend Cleffa?" she suggested.
The end.